Hey everyone! Okay, this is completely new, completely different, but I wanted to try to record little videos for you instead of just writing emails. I think it's so much more fun and personal if you can actually see my face and if I can actually show you things. So there's a few things that I need to share with you this week, and I'm sorry I did not send any emails out last week since I came back from Toronto, but I've been going through so many doctor's appointments, still dealing with an infection. I'm on my second round of antibiotics right now and trying to get ready for school. So tomorrow we start our homeschool year. We're super excited. So before you even ask, I have to tell you what we're going to use, because I know you're probably waiting like, Anna, what are you using for school this year? So I'm going to just share a few things with you. We will continue, I'm going to grab from things here. We'll continue to do our memory work. So we did our memory work from Claritas. I'm going to show you this way. This past homeschool year. And I can't believe how much my kids have learned. Every week they memorize maps and scriptures and hymns, Latin, grammar, math, science. It's phenomenal, and it works so well for my kids. Amazing, amazing. It takes 6-7 minutes a day. That's it. And they remember so much. They will not forget anything. So we're using our memory work. We got our beloved Sunlight. So we're doing Sunlight Sea this year. We're doing Middle Ages and Renaissance, and we're doing everything from the fall of Rome all the way to modern history. So we're super excited. I've got Sunlight. If you're not familiar with Sunlight, I've been using Sunlight for 7 years, you guys. It's my favorite curriculum in the whole world because it's mission focused. Everything is from a Christian worldview. It's done for you. It's planned for you. I never have to plan my homeschool at all. Everything, it tells me what pages, what books to use every single day. So all of our Bible, history, literature, and read alouds, everything is through Sunlight. And I don't know if you can see, there's a big mess here, but let me just be real, because you guys know that my RV is not absolutely organized the whole time. I'm going to turn my camera. This is Sunday afternoon. I just finished vacuuming the floors. But you see that little cart there? It holds all of our books for this year. And I'm still organizing more books. So see why I love video more than emails? Because otherwise you guys can picture me being perfect. And I'm not that perfect. I'm being perfected every day. Thanks to our Lord. So Sunlight is our favorite. That's what we're using. We're using Sunlight. My youngest is doing all the readers for grade 3. And my son and my daughter are using the other ones. We did something, we picked something completely different for science this year. We always use Apologia. We'll continue to use Apologia in audio like we did last year because it rocked. It was awesome, actually. We never bought the book. We just used audio, and it worked amazingly. But this year, I wanted to cater more to my youngest because I normally always cater to my oldest 2 kids. So I decided to go with Science Shepherd. A friend of mine, Lisa, from our community, told me about this. This is Science Shepherd Introductory Science. I bought the digital file so I can print for all 3 kids. Hello, saving money. So it's, let me see if I can get closer. It covers the basic of science. All things science. I'll tell you quickly. Anything like from meteorology, geology, oceanography, plants, human beings, astronomy, underwater, flying creatures, land creatures, physical science, matter, energy, emotion, ecology, natural resources, health, covers everything. The coolest thing, I'm just showing you the book. It's in video. So all the lessons are in video online. They're 2 minutes long, if 2 minutes long. So the kids watch this 2 minutes everything is creation based, of course, it's Bible based, and pretty awesome. I'm gonna put this back here on my book box. There we go. Sorry. So we're doing this. We're watching the videos. We're working on the book. So, but Benjamin, who is my oldest, is going to be doing, I think it's called Science in Ancient Times. I don't have the book yet. It's coming on the mail, but I ordered already. So that's what we're doing. So I told you about our science, our Bible, our literature. I will get into more specific videos showing you guys which books I'm using for each one of the subjects. For geography, I'm also doing something a little different. Sunlight does cover geography with history and everything else. But as you guys know, Angela Odell, she was one of our speakers at the Charlotte Mason Conference. I love everything that she does, and she's the author of The Math Lessons for Living Education from Master Books, which we use it alongside with RCTC Math, and we also use Language Lessons for Living Education from Master Books. So you know now what we use for language arts. We also use IW for writing, and we use Workshop for my youngest for writing. I'll get into more details later on. But Angela has this curriculum. This is a geography curriculum, and I am super excited to use this year. It's called You Could End Up in Timbuktu, right? A geographical tour of planet Earth for ages 9 to 102. So I'm super excited. So we're using, there's other books that you use with that. This is one of them. So we just got it on the mail yesterday. We ordered from christianbooks.com. And we're super, super excited. We're excited about this year's curriculum. All right, so I wanted to bring a few things to you guys before I forget. We use a lot of unit studies in our homeschool. A lot. And my favorite place to get unit studies has always been unitstudies.com, which all the unit studies are done by Amanda Bennett. Amanda Bennett is phenomenal. I lost count of how many unit studies I have done. Unit studies keep my kids focused on the topics they're more passionate about during the year. So this year, even though we have done it before, my kids want to go back to astronomy because memory work includes astronomy. And so does our science. So we picked this one, Space, from Amanda Bennett. So we're going to go through this. Let me get close, a little bit closer for you guys. See this? So you got a lower level and an upper level, which is pretty cool. You can use with kids from all ages. There you go. This is how it goes. This is made for 5 weeks, 4 weeks or 5 weeks. Let me see. I think it's 4 weeks. It's 4 weeks. But I always extend a little bit more because we're already doing another curriculum. So I make it stretch a little bit more. So probably we're going to take like 6 weeks to go through this. But it's awesome. Reinforce what the kids are learning. Reinforce what we're learning on memory work too. Go back to some certain things that we've learned before. So basically, that's what we use. In the homeschool sisterhood, we've been going through mother culture. I cannot recommend this enough for all homeschool moms. It's been amazing. We have been discussing the chapters every time we get together, every 2 weeks. And it's a breath of fresh air. So many great ideas. So many great elements of a Charlotte Mason education that we've been applying to our homeschool. We've been chewing it slowly and applying it. Really, it's about implementing, not just reading about. So that's what we're doing for our arts. Oh, wait. Before I talk about arts, I want to show you guys this. We use laying down the rails. A big part of the homeschool sisterhood is habit training for our children. We're teaching our kids how to pay attention. We're teaching our kids how to be obedient. We're teaching our kids how to keep things in order. So we use laying down the rails. And even the mamas who cannot afford laying down the rails or haven't bought the book yet are following along with our discussions and the resources that we put out there for them, and it's been a huge blessing. Lots of amazing testimonies on the blog. And I want to show you our arts program for this year. So our arts program for this year is this one, Masterpiece Society. It's a membership. It's closed. Sorry, guys. You can't get in anymore until next time she opens. But it's amazing. It has art appreciation. So we're going to start with Leonardo da Vinci. So all picture study, the history behind it, everything goes in this curriculum. And also there are videos and there are art projects that go with this. We're super, super excited. My kids have been using already the membership and the lessons, and they are loving it. All right, so before I forget, I just mentioned Unit Studies by Amanda Bennett. Unit Studies by Amanda Bennett, today is the last day to get 40% off. I'm sorry I did not email you guys about this before. I've been sharing this on my page. I've been sharing this on the Facebook group. I've been sharing this in the Homeschool Sisterhood. And that's why I really need you guys to plug into our community where we are communicating every single day. Because I don't like to be just sending you thousands of emails, lots of emails, and overflowing, letting them overflow in your inbox. I know how it feels like it because I have 53,000 unread emails right now. I'm not kidding you guys. It's true. So tomorrow's our first day of school. All right. Unit says 40% off. First day of school tomorrow. We're super excited. I'm going to quickly let you guys speak into my routine. All right, so there we go. So I'm going to show you a little bit of what this looks like. This is what I teach a lot. I teach moms how to organize their time in a way. Now, I want you to ignore the times here because I want you to follow a routine, not necessarily a schedule. But I help them to organize their time, and we call this the ideal week schedule. It's the ideal week. This is what we want to follow, not necessarily what's going to happen 100% of the time. But I manage to add my quiet time and my work time and everything school. So I separate everything by blocks. I have an early morning, my quiet time, my time with the Lord, then my time with work. Then I switch modes to homeschool from 10 a.m. to 3 in the afternoon. The whole block of 5 hours is homeschooling time for our family. That way I don't get distracted with anything, social media or emails or anything. Then again, when the kids are all done with school, then I have another block of an hour to go back and check emails or do a Facebook Live or anything like that. And then from about 4 to 5, that's when I start like dinner. 5 o'clock we eat. And I'm going to quickly show you this here. Let me go back here. Can you see all the white space here? Can you see this? I schedule absolutely nothing in the evenings or on the Shabbat, on Saturday. Sunday we only have church. Friday night we have our Connect group, which is our Bible study. So if you want this template, I'm going to be adding to our email as well. Download it and create your own. You see the template there, you guys. I give you a template exactly what you need to create your own. And I also explain to you how it works. And this is what we're using for this year. This is just our school schedule. So I print this page and you can just create your own as well, right? Create yours, put the different subjects there, change the name. This is the name of our school, Willie's Life and Faith Academy, and put the week, and you can print it out, and there's space for books and notes on the bottom. I am working on homeschool pages for the Beyond Blessed Life planner. You guys know I absolutely love my planner. Love it. Let me change here the screen so you guys can see more here. All right, so here are a few things that I need to tell you guys today before I forget completely. So I told you what we are using, at least a little bit of what we're using this year already. Isn't that fun that you got to see my books and my mess? And I told you guys about the unit studies. Don't forget, because those are awesome. Like, I'm using the space one right now. We just finished Insect. We have used Expedition Israel. We've done their Thanksgiving one. We've done Ocean, Dolphin, Shark, Astonishing Animals, like a bunch of other unit studies from them. And they're all amazing. So they're always awesome. Now, there's two more things I want to tell you. And I'm very, very excited about. One, Ryan and I spoke in our very first online marriage conference that's starting tomorrow. Yes, we're pre-recorded. But this was the first time that we both together shared our testimony and share openly the difficulties, the hardest seasons that we went through in our marriage together, and how God helped us to overcome and make a stronger marriage than before, and help us with our marriage communication and forgiveness. And it's beautiful. It's a story of redemption. Really, God just coming into our darkest place and our darkest time and really redeeming our marriage. So I want you guys to sign up for this online marriage communication summit starting tomorrow. It's free. No, it's not free. Sorry. I think if you sign up today, it's to $19. There's $10 off. So I want you guys to click on the link. I'm going to share it on the email for you guys on this page too. And make sure that you guys are signing up for this online marriage communication put together by my friends Carly and Mike. And they're amazing. That's what they do. Their ministry's focus in only ministering to couples. We're actually part of their online marriage adventures membership. And it's been a blessing, especially to me, because I had so much that I had to work on. This guy's gonna hear all about it. You need to sign up for this. Watch our story, our testimony, and I pray that it's going to speak tons to you. So don't forget about that. The other thing that is very, very important is my friend Dana Abraham. You guys might have heard me talking about her when we had the sensory processing disorders, like the bundles and everything. And I shared my story with my son, how he deals with sensory process disorder and in a few areas, and how those resources have blessed me. Not talking about the resources today. Dana is one of the best people that I know when it comes not only to sensory processing disorder, but to behavior. So if you have a child that you've been having a hard time dealing with your child's behavior, Dana has right now a free workshop going on, and there's a video already that you can watch right away. As soon as you sign up, you click on the link to sign up for this free workshop, and you can plug into the Facebook group where she's been sharing every day, and she's been sharing more. And I think like there's three or four more videos coming up. Dana has a program called Calm the Chaos, and I have heard so many families, including families from our online community here, the Homeschool Sisterhood, who have told me that it has completely changed their relationship with their children and their family in general, because they were able to stop the behavior even before the behavior started, right? They knew what to do. They knew why it was happening. They like Dana is like one of the best persons that I know. So mama, if you are having a hard time with one of your childs or more, I want you to sign up for this free workshop. I want you to learn all those things. Listen, my kids are wonderful, but they have their moments. And my daughter last week, we were going canoeing. It was a gorgeous afternoon. And then all of a sudden, like she just started screaming bloody murder, and she was just throwing a fit because she saw a spider, and she just, and I'm so glad I watched that video from Dana, because otherwise I will be the one being upset with her and just aggravating the situation. You know what I mean, don't you? You know exactly what I'm saying, right? Your child is having a problem, and the bad behavior is coming, and instead of helping that child, you make it worse because they're throwing a fit, you're throwing a fit. So boom, it's just a recipe for disaster. So go and sign up for this free workshop. Don't miss this. I love you guys. I love you guys so much. You're gonna see me more of videos like that. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I love you. I pray for you. I praise God for you. And if you're not in the Homeschool Sisterhood waiting list yet, you might want to click on that button down below, that link, and get into the Homeschool Sisterhood waiting list, because I might or may not pull you in, right? Love you guys so much. Here's my clue. My oven. The lasagna's ready. Love you guys.